Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, because of the draft, Pine Ridge has found itself with no dentist. So Lum has written to all the dentists at the county seat in the hopes that one of them will be willing to move to Pine Ridge and fill that vacancy. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down Store and Library talking on the telephone. Listen.
Hello? Is that you, Mose? This is Abner. All tolerably well. Is Lum still down there getting a haircut?
I'm right here, Abner.
What do you mean he ain't there? I just heard him talk, Mose, and I put him on the phone.
For goodness sake.
There, I heard him again. He must be there. Let me talk to him, Mose. This is important.
Abner, I'm right here.
Now, listen here, Mose. Don't you try to josh me. I know Lum's voice when I hear it. I can hear it just as plain as if he's standing right here beside me.
Well, you are, too, because that's exactly
now,
where
listen,
I'm at.
Now, Mose, if you don't stop saying that, I'm going to get a baseball bat and come down there and walk
Abner,
you out.
Give
on
me that receiver.
Huh? Well, for the land's sake. Well, never mind, Mose. Lum's here now. Goodbye. Lum, how'd you get over here so quick?
Just walked, that's all.
Oh, you must have run some of the way. You was at the barber shop not 2 seconds ago.
No, I wasn't. I left there a half hour ago.
Lum, I heard you on the phone over there just as plain as day.
No, you never. I was standing right here when you heard me.
You were?
I sure.
Well, how could you be standing here and be down at the barber shop at the same time? Now, how could you do that?
One, two, goodness. You
well,
can't
now
understand
tell me. How could you do it?
Abner, that's just so ridiculous. I ain't even going to answer you.
Are you magic?
No, of course not.
Well, you must be. Doggies, I'd love to know how you done that. Come on now, tell me, Lum.
Abner, just forget about that.
Now, there's some trick to it. I know that. And I, doggies, I'm going to find out what it is, too.
All right, you do that.
I will.
Now, tell me what you're trying to call me at the barbershop for.
It ain't done by throwing your voice, is it, Lum?
Answer my question, Abner.
Huh?
What was you trying to call me for?
Oh, yeah. Dick Huddleston phoned over a while ago, and he said there was a telegram for you, and I figured you'd want to get it right away.
Oh, well, I done got that.
Got it?
I stopped by Dick's store on my way back from the barbershop.
Doggies, you did get over here in a hurry and stopped there at the same time. Was it from Grandpap?
No, it was from a dentist at the county seat.
Doggies, I was hoping it was from Grandpap.
Well, I was, too. I thought sure we'd get a hearing from him, but there wasn't even a postcard.
Huh. Reckon he's in Toledo by now.
No telling where he's at. That's where he lit out for.
Poor old feller. Well, what did this dentist want, Lum? He surely weren't answering that circular letter we sent out already, was he?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well,
he must have got our letter in today's mail and sat right down and telegraphed us.
Huh.
Never wasted a minute's time.
Well, I do know. Is he going to take our suggest and locate here?
Well, he wants to look the situation over first, he says.
He does, huh?
Yeah, he says he arrived Monday to look the situation over. Huh. Well, here, I'll read you the telegram. Got it right here. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. What does it have to say? Read it.
It says, quote, Mr. Edwards, Pine Ridge, Arkansas, will arrive Monday to look over the situation. See,
well,
told you, that's what he says.
Huh.
Signed, Dr. Samuel W. Snide.
Right. Doggies, now there is a good telegram. That is a dandy.
Yeah, it's well wrote.
Wish I'd get a telegram like that. What was his name? Snide?
Snide. Samuel W. Snide.
Oh, I bought a horse that was a Snide once, they said. But yeah. I said so, too, after I tried to drive it.
You can just tell by his name that he's a big importance dentist.
He can, huh?
Oh, yeah. More than likely even went to college and studied it.
Well, I do know. He must be serious about his work.
Well, he's that type of fella.
He is, huh?
I can tell that by his handwriting in this telegram. Or, I mean, by the way he typewrote it. Or whatever they do to telegrams.
Yeah, well, now, exactly what does he mean there, Lum, by wanting to look over the situation?
Oh, he wants to see how much business he can count on doing here, and how bad everybody's teeth are, and where he can set up an office. Well, he just wants to get an idea of the generality of things in Pine Ridge.
Ah. Bogus, whereabouts you reckon he can find a place for an office loan?
Oh, he can more than likely rent that office Doc Fisher used before he went into the Army.
Yeah, it could. Be a little crowded, I reckon.
Crowded?
Yeah, Doc Fisher's warmer than... fixed that place over in the sleeping room and rent it to a couple of defense workers.
Oh, she has, huh?
Yeah, one of them works on the night shift with Cedric.
Well, we can fix up the feed room then. Let Dr. Snide use that till he finds some other place.
The feed room here at the store?
Yeah, it might be sort of handy to have a dentist in the store.
Why, sure. Anytime we get a toothache, we can just step back there and get her fixed up in no time at all.
Sure. And it might bring us in some new customers, too.
Oh, sure.
That's a good idea.
It is.
I thought about that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can let him use the store for the waiting room. Then we can sell the patients a lot of stuff while they're waiting.
If they recollect to bring their rationing books along, we can.
Yeah, we'll have to remind them of that.
Oh, can't sell nothing without them coupons.
I know. We can get out some handbills saying, save tires and gas. Do your shopping and get your teeth fixed all in one trip.
Well,
yeah, that'll bring them.
Doggies, that's a gooder. I know something else we can do, too. Long. We can have some Saturday specials.
Saturday specials?
Yeah, you know, like, say, well, a pack of potatoes, a bucket of lard, and one tooth pulled $1.49.
Well, no, that wouldn't work.
Well, why wouldn't it?
Well, it just wouldn't, that's all.
Folks is always looking for bargains, ain't they, Long?
Yeah, but they just have their teeth pulled when they need it.
Huh?
They wouldn't want to have a perfect good tooth taken out just because somebody gives them a special price on a certain day.
Well, they might if the price was low enough. I bound you that Ezra Seastrunk would. He'd do anything to save a nickel. We put on enough of them specials, Ezra won't have a tooth left in his head.
No, he wouldn't do that. No.
I bet you he would.
You better forget that idea and help me clean up the feed room so Dr. Snide can move right in if he wants to.
Yeah, sure. I still think my idea's a good one. Okay, I might try that out myself. I like it so well. Leave, I will.
Stop mumbling and grab the broom and come on.
I'm getting. Now, what all do we have to do to fix the feed room up for him, Long?
Oh, not much. Have to move all them boilers and stuff we's using to mix up synthetic rubber in.
We will, huh?
Yeah, we won't need them till Grandpap gets his memory back and recollects the secret formula.
No, might leave one of them back there in case he gets to pulling somebody's tooth and they're hollering so loud they're disturbing us up in the store here. He could just shove their head down one of them bothers back there and put the lid on.
Oh, they ain't gonna bother us.
They won't, huh?
He's a painless dentist, I think.
He is? Well, good for him.
Well, that's another thing. We gotta get him a dentist chair of some kind.
Dentist chair?
Yeah. Rocking chair ain't no good.
It ain't, huh?
No, every time you go to pull a tooth, you just pull them right over on top of you.
Yeah, that's right. And still, if you got the rocker pointed right, though, sort of towards your front, and then when they rock back, just hold on, that tooth will come out of there. That might be a good idea.
Good solid tooth, though, you pull him right over in your lap.
Yeah, you might do that. That'd look funny to see the dentist sitting in old Ezra Seastrunk's lap, wouldn't it?
I know. Maybe Mose Moose will let us have one of his barber chairs.
Huh?
He can't cut but one feller's hair at a time, no ways.
No, but somebody's might now all are sitting in that other chair talking politics or something. Uncle Henry Lunsford or Charlie Redfield, somebody's in it, Long.
Well, he might let us rent it. That'd be a good way of getting shut of Charlie Redfield.
Yeah, but Long, they'll come right over here. They'd follow that chair anywhere.
Well, better not sit around that chair long with Dr. Snide around. He'll pull all her teeth out. Send him a bill for it.
Good enough for that old Charlie Redfield. Yeah, get a chair for more. That's what we'll do. Yeah.
What else will we have to? I guess that's about all we have to get. Because Dr. Snide will more than likely have his own pliers and drills and whatever tools he uses.
He will, huh?
Oh, another thing, we'll have to have some old magazines.
Old magazines?
Yeah, for the patients to look at.
Oh.
Dentist's office always has them, you know.
Yeah.
But they ought to be old ones, about 1928 or back.
Yeah, that's right. Reckon what they always have such old magazines for?
I don't know. There's something I've always wondered about myself.
Well?
Must be some good reason for it, though, because it's a hard job finding any that's that old.
Why, sure, it'd be a heap easier getting new ones.
Oh, yeah. A whole lot easier. But it must be important to have old ones or they wouldn't go to all that bother with themselves.
No. Well, you take Doc Miller. He still has copies of Muncie's magazine in his office over there.
I know he has. Last time I was there, I read part of a continued story in the McClure's.
Well?
Oh, they got all kinds of little magazines in there. Had a copy of the Saturday Blade and Ledger and the Grit.
Well, I do know. Yeah, I saw them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got a few, what's that? Oh, Everybody's Magazine.
Yeah, there's one store in St. Nicholas that he's got there that I've read 1,000 or 100 times.
And the Comfort.
Yeah.
Hollis has a copy of that in.
This story that I love to read so well over there, it's about a little boy named Bobby and a bear named Brownie. And one day, Bobby caught the bear stealing some jelly and stuff.
Now, all right, don't bother to tell me the story.
Well, it's interesting,
Long. I don't care.
Well, it's nice. It's all right for me to tell it out loud, Long.
I know it is. I've read it myself. Read it that time I went to see Doc when I had the shingles. Besides, it was honey he stole, not jelly.
It wasn't no such a thing. It was jelly. I can show you the exact page where it says
Let's not argue about that. You collect, round up a bunch of old magazines for Monday. Oh, I know something else we ought to get for him, too. Some tanks of gas.
Gas?
Yeah, they always give the patients some gas when they put a filling or something, pull a tube sometimes.
Oh, sort of a filling station, huh?
Well, yeah, you could call it that. Pretty good, Abney. You can get off some good ones,
so. Good for me. Good for me. Now, about how much gas does he give them?
Oh, I don't know.
4 gallons?
Oh, no.
Well, they wouldn't want to waste a good gas coupon getting any less than 4 gallon long.
Coupon?
Yeah.
They don't need no coupons for the gas he gives them.
They don't?
Of course not.
Not even one single stamp out of their A-book?
Not even that.
My doggy's long, that Dr. Snide ain't gonna set one foot inside this store.
What's the reason he's not?
You just write him a letter and tell him to stay out of Pine Ridge or I'll take a baseball bat to
him. For goodness sakes, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about just as well as I do. Neither Dr. Snide or nobody else is gonna run a black market here in Pine Ridge. I can tell you that right now.